But Will, I suppose, you know, you couldn't have done any more there, could you? Or...
No, I don't think so. I think in terms of the effort we put in and the commitment and sort of desire to win, it was, you know, everything we'd have asked for, really. I think we probably created enough chances. There were a couple of chances that perhaps could have gone our way, that had we taken them, then we might have been a little bit closer to the target. But that said, you can't fault the effort that we've put in. I mean, we fielded for 210 overs in a row. And the two spinners, Dawson and Mace, bowled 100 overs of them, and I thought everyone bowled well, but obviously those two bowled particularly well, really. So while we're obviously disappointed we couldn't force a win, there are a lot of positives again. Another four-day game where there's been a lot of positives, and we keep building.
I mean, you've highlighted there some missed catches now. There was a couple more today as well, wasn't there?
Yeah, I mean, they can happen. It's just something within cricket that can happen, and you need some days they stick, some days they don't, really. I mean, the sort of practice ethic and the commitment for the catching and everything is there. It's just some days they stick and some days they don't. I mean, it's that's cricket sometimes. Obviously, in these situations, you need a couple to stick, and, you know, sadly, they probably didn't. But who's to say that it would have made, you know, a huge difference anyway? We just don't know. Apart from that, I think we gave absolutely everything.
Did the wicket deteriorate as much as you would have hoped?
Well, it was strange. It almost, there were times where it appeared very docile and very dead, particularly for seamers. But then every now and again, something would sort of spark into life, and we took wickets in sort of three or four wicket groups, really, both in their first innings, and then obviously the sort of three we got in the second innings as well, where Dawes, you know, found a little patch in the pitch there, which seemed to bounce. So I think it was a, you know, I think it was a wicket that will suit us going forward. That kind of wicket where there was perhaps a little bit in it for the seamers in the first 2 days, but then as it dries out, there's a bit of spin there, and if things had gone slightly differently, then you know, we could have pushed for the win. But it deteriorated enough to give us a couple of chances, but whether it was quite enough to push for the full win, we'll see.
There were only four down in the first innings going into the last day. There was always quite a lot to do, really, wasn't there?
Oh, definitely, yeah. No, without a doubt. I sort of thought last night, if they were seven or eight down first innings, then I'd have been pretty confident coming here this morning. Four down, obviously, I was probably more hopeful than confident, but we bowled and fielded so well to get them out for under the follow-on. And then obviously we started so well with the ball again, and Dawes got those couple of wickets. It gave us a real hope that we could suddenly do something special. They obviously sent a few right-handers in early in the second innings, which was probably pretty clever from them, because obviously the rough for the left-handers was that sort of big that it was quite threatening for them. And I think them against spin would have been, you know, if we'd have got a couple of them in earlier, then things might have been slightly different. So all credit to them for their sort of tactic in that respect.
9 points, it still leaves you bottom of the table, but a little bit closer to Notts. Surrey, fortunately, have drawn, so yeah, They're not too far away, but this game next week against Notts up there.
Well, every game now, not just that game, every one of the next five, really. I wouldn't place particular emphasis on that particular one. It's just every game of the next five, really, that we have to approach with a winning mentality and try and do everything we can to win each particular game. And if we can come out with, you know, with two wins out of those five, then that might help us climb up the table somewhat. But we're, you know, there's a long, long way to go, and we're playing some good cricket. Guys are batting and bowling well, so we're hopeful and confident that if we keep playing this way, then things will go our way.